This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This is the Besotted Pride of West London podcast. And we're coming to you from New Griffith Park. And it's been one hell of a game. Brentford 1, Manchester United 1. And to be quite honest with you, it should have been about 8-1 to the Bees. 9-1 to the Bees, maybe even 10-1 to the Bees. We were literally all over this lot. Smashed them off the park. I don't know how many shots we had, probably 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. They had 2, 3, 4. But in the end, they scored in time added on. One goal in Fergie time, they scored a goal. Looked like they were going to get all 3 points, but then Ayer came back in time added on, plus more. One all to the Bees. What an absolutely tremendous game. And to be quite honest with you, Laney kept saying to me, take a point for that game. I said, no, I wouldn't take a point for that game. But in 90 plus 3 minutes, I would have definitely taken a point. What a game.
Fantastic game. Before the match, I would have taken a point and a decent performance. We got a point and a fantastic performance. We hit their woodwork 4 times. We had a goal disallowed for marginal offside. Amazing performance. We were just like took the game to them throughout and we were just magnificent. Flecken pulled off one brilliant save and that's all he had to do really. Anything else was like easy meat for him. We just created chance after chance. Every single player on that pitch for us was magnificent. I mean, Yarmouk looked brilliant. You know, Vosnev, you know, everyone, which is fantastic. That was just like such a brilliant, brilliant performance. How they got that goal, that jammy fucking goal in injury time, just like really gutted me. But to come back and get that equaliser was absolutely brilliant. We deserved it big time.
Listen, what a game. But listen, it's all about justice. I mean, Brentford, you know, we keep on going on about this. To me, it's about quality. Quality of players, quality of football. Everyone's going, oh, we're going to go down and we got this. Listen, you can look out there and say that we've got enough quality, we had enough heart out there. There's no way we're going to go down if you're playing football like that.
No, I mean, no, we're not. And that was our best performance by a mile, I think, this season. And, you know, every single player, as Sav said, put in a real shift from 1 to 13, 14 that we put on that pitch. They all did their job. It would have been, what I'm really glad is that we managed to get that goal in, you know, goal back. It would have been so gutting to the team's confidence if they'd lost that game. The supporters, we were down when United scored that goal. God knows what the players felt like. But they fought and they battled and they got that goal. And they can look now to the rest of the season, just consolidate, get another win here and there, you know, get another point here and there. We'll find, play football like that. I mean, you know, if a Martian was to have landed tonight and said which team is higher in the league, they would have thought Brentford were the ones that were going for the Champions League spots, or at least European spots, and Man United were the ones that were likely to be relegated. We're not going to go down. Manchester United, though, if I were a United fan, they have got some serious, serious problems. They were poor tonight, but we were absolutely brilliant.
I'm going to say this as well. I'm going to put a big shout out as well. I've got to put an early shout as well for the Wild B. Wild B, Mr. Wild, RIP Wild B. We found out today that RIP Wild B, had a heart attack last night. Big, big Brentford fan. You'll know him. Home and away, he goes to every single game. Lovely, lovely bloke. He goes around with the real ale posse. Every time you go to an away game, they're all in them different bars. They know exactly where to go. And just out of the blue, boom, he's gone. And like I said to you, another one of the Brentford loyals who has fallen. But I'll tell you something, Brentford actually did that for him today. They came back in that game for the Wild B. So this is for the Wild B. I'm going to talk to the Ali, just for a quick second. I've got an Ali. What a game.
Oh, yeah, a fantastic game. I mean, I thought we were brilliant. We did absolutely everything except score until the very last minute. I mean, I think, if we're honest, we'd all have taken a point before the game, but United are really lucky to have got out here without being battered, to be honest. I mean, the woodwork saved them so many times. Another day we could have had three or four quite easily. When they scored, it was just sort of like, it would have been such an injustice if they'd walked away with all 3 points. And, you know, there's a lot of our fans who've been giving Ivan a lot of stick recently, and that was a really, really fantastic assist that he got for that goal.
The cutback was wicked, wasn't it?
It was brilliant. And using his strength, that's what he brings. That's what he brings to the team. And it was, you know, a whole load of people in front of us just left when United scored. And it's just sort of like, don't leave. You know, don't give up on this team.
Don't leave early.
Don't give up on this team.
You can leave if you want to.
Because they will fight to the last minute. I thought Jarmolik was excellent. I thought Jensen... Good Jensen is back. Bad Jensen's gone away, which is good. He was really good. I don't think anybody... You know, I thought Aya was magnificent. Aya was magnificent for me. And Becker, when he was called upon, the one save he made was a fantastic save. Great performances all over the pitch. Like I said, it would have been a travesty if United had robbed us of all 3 points again because we absolutely dominated them. But fair play, we came back, we got that goal. Brilliant work for the goal. Brilliant work, the old, you know... Yes, it would have been great to get all 3 points. But if you can't win, then don't lose. We didn't lose that point. Again, it could be another crucial point.
We're chiselling away.
3 points on Wednesday.
Chiselling away. Dutch, you've got the Dutch in the house. How happy are you?
Bloody happier than I was just before that goal went in, mate. That was it, mate. What a superb performance that was, eh? There's no one out there didn't play 8 out of 10 plus today. Even some of them haven't performed in recent weeks, I thought. You know, credit to people like Zanka today who have been a little bit under pressure. I thought that was superb. Roslev, superb. Whistler worked his nuts off all day. Brian looked class when he came on. We should have been 5, 6, 7 up. But do you know what? Getting a point at the end after being one down almost feels like a win, doesn't it? It's been a good day all round with the results. We're going to be safe, really. We're going to be fine.
Happy, happy beast. Tell you something. At one point...
Pick a man and match out of that game. What an outstanding team was.
Pick a man and match.
Well, Jan out for me personally, but the team outstanding tonight. Outstanding.
They
did not get a win.
Listen, we didn't get a win. I'm calm about it because to me it's about the chiselling away. Yeah. If we got the win today, to be honest with you, I think all the fears would have gone. Everyone could just relax. 100%. You know, we didn't get that. But to be honest with you, we hit the post twice. We hit the crossbar. And honestly, it was just like ridiculous. Manchester United got absolutely smashed off the park today. This wasn't like a little bit of a like a you were lucky. This was they got absolutely smashed off the park today. And Christ, they're going to be going home to Manchester thinking, my God, we got a point off of little old Brentford. Gutting, wasn't it?
Well, they won't be going home to Manchester, they'll be going home somewhere else in London, we all know that. But no, honestly, that was a absolute solid 10 out of 10 performance from the boys today. It was men against boys out there. You have to be here to really see that in action. But the body language of our players versus theirs was just, I mean, there's absolutely no match. It does feel gutting to have dropped those 2 points. As you said, a draw is still a point. And when you're performing like that, the fans aren't worried, the players aren't worried, Thomas Frank isn't worried. We've got absolute confidence that we'll be absolutely fine this season. The tension in this place today was palpable. For it to be goalless for so long, it built up and built up and built up, and I think they were just lucky to get on the end of it. If we'd have scored first, ain't no way they were ever going to equalise. It's just the way that happened, because we had the passion and the desire for that equaliser. That's the only reason that it ended up 1-1. If we'd have scored first, I think that's a win all day.
I'm going to say to you, I mean, listen, some people say, but why can't we do this every single week? When we play Sheffield United, when we play the inverted commas lesser teams, we don't necessarily pick our game up. Or is it a case that we had a couple of weeks off after the Burnley game, which allowed us to regroup? I mean, what was it? Because we came out of the traps in this game.
Yeah, it's not as easy as that, is it? Just playing the same against every single team. And Frank knows that. He tries to adapt to the opposition. The difference is with a team like United, I'll be honest and say it, is they think that this game coming is going to be easy. So they approach it differently, and that's what matters. The lower teams, or the teams a bit more around where we are in the table at the moment, they come out guns blazing like we do, and it sometimes might catch us off guard. But when United play lazily like they did today, it allows us to capitalise. Frank knows that, we know that, and as I said, the game showed it today.
So, are we going to be all right this season? No, listen, you and me on the same page. I don't even need to hear your answer, but I know what you're going to say. But you could just tell us. What are you saying?
We'll be absolutely fine.
UBs.
UBs.
Got the Cheshire Bee in the house.
Cheshire beat in the place. You smiling?
I am smiling. What a travesty that would have been had we not even just took a point. I'm absolutely gutted we didn't take 3 points today. When United score on the 94th minute or whatever, you think, oh, not again. We were at Old Trafford winning 1-0. They score another late goal, thinking, not again. And then what, 2-3 minutes later? And you look at the team that we put out and we're thinking, oh, Zanka, Ajay, Collins, dodgy back, three. But they were outstanding.
They're up for it, mate.
Absolutely outstanding. Shuffled the pack, cards fell down, and we played KLP. Great, great game today. Whistler up front with Ivan.
Yarmolek
was outstanding. Just the whole team. You can, to actually choose man of the match is going to be
a tough one. Choose one. So you keep going, thinking. See the belt that you're wearing, the brain's going.
I am, because I'm struggling. I really am struggling.
So there wasn't one.
No. There will be one.
All of them. Yeah. Everyone.
Man of the match.
Roslev, man of the match. This is interesting.
I'd
like I said,
probably chuck KLP in there.
Yeah, KLP as well. KLP. The Yarmolek for you as well. Listen, but Brentford now. Are you more chilled?
I am more chilled. I was saying to Dave earlier, I think 30 points and you're safe. And I think one more win, got nothing to worry about. We've got, what, 8 more games to go? And I'm really relaxed now.
You bees.
You double bees.
You happy,
Bee? I'm just massively, massively relieved. You know, I'm my heart's pumping still. I thought there was just a massive miscarriage of justice at the end. I thought United had robbed us. And to get that goal back, you know, we deserved so much more than 1 point. In the end, I'm delighted with 1 point. Brentford played their hearts and souls out tonight. I'm so proud of every person. I thought New Griffin Park tonight was incredible. The atmosphere was superb. We're not mathematically safe, but you know you can see with your own eyes that this isn't a relegated team. You know we'll be more than fine, but we need to follow this up on Wednesday night. But tonight we can just all be very proud of our football club.
You bees. What a game!
Yeah, what a game! What a game! If we'd lost by 1-0, we'd have been robbed. It was just unbelievable. We had them on the run. We had them in.
I mean, they got smashed off the park, didn't they?
Oh, absolutely. It should have been at least 7 or 9 goals. Yeah. A lot of the time.
You know, this is Man United. Man United come down here, like, you know. I mean, you were back in the day. Have you said back in the day when you was like your little boy was a little mascot back in the day 20 years ago? You said, I'm going to come in 20 years later and I'm going to see Man United smashed off the park.
Absolutely.
You know, like they were last season. They were smashed off the park. The difference was we didn't score the goals.
Absolutely. We done bloody well. We held them. We held them good. And as I said, we should have had at least 7 goals tonight. 7 goals.
People are laughing, Bruno. He's been drinking. But that's not an understatement.
It's definitely unbelievable. I'm well proud of the lads. Well proud of them.
So listen, all this relegation talk they're talking about, are you chilled?
Yeah, I don't think that's going to come. You know, how many games have we got left? 8? 8?
8, yeah, probably 8.
Yeah, but no, they're done well. The guys are bloody brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
You bees. So bees, listen, after the raucous behaviour in the stadium, we're now chilled outside, walking back to the boozer, walking back to the globe. And we've got bees in the house. Bees in the house tonight is going to have a party. But anyway, sorry, what am I talking about? We're on the way back to the boozer, as we said, and we were reflecting here, and lots of bees are, you know, it's really weird because the disappointment of not getting the 3 points isn't probably as massive as it would have been if Man United didn't score in the 94th minute. It was one of those ones where there was so much gloom on the terrace, and I've got to say, and I think you said it before, lady said, to be fair to the Brentford team, they picked themselves up when the fans were like still kind of like with their gut wrenching, their hand was in their stomach, you know what I'm saying, like they'd been punched in the stomach, like, you know. But the team picked themselves up and scored an equaliser, and we got ourselves back into that game, and it was nothing less than we deserved, wasn't it?
100%. That was the best performance I've seen Brentford do for quite a long time. Every single player put a shift in. there was players there that were, you could see they were physically out on their feet at the end because they put so much energy and effort into that game. And I'll tell you what, Man United lived the charmed life today.
Yeah.
How they scored that goal, it's beyond me, because we absolutely pummeled them. I just looked on Sky Sports News, and bearing in mind, as you said earlier on, that Man United scored first, it says Man United nick a draw, and that is what it was. They nicked that. Yeah. You know, that's our Easter present to them, that's for sure. Yeah. But I'm telling you, you can't help but be proud of that side for the amount of effort, hard work, and overall good play as well, may I say, because some of the passing and some of the intricate moves they've made done today is fantastic. And I'm telling you what, if we carry on with like that, there's no way we're going down, because we're just going to push other teams aside, because they wouldn't be able to put up with our front three the way it was. Potter, fantastic today. Wiesa had a great game. Tony was linking up perfectly. And then we had Brian that come on. And when his first touch, he put the ball across the net, across the goal, and it went in the back of net, but unfortunately it was ruled offside. But I'll tell you what, fantastic, fantastic performance.
Yeah. And the thing is that you know you're going to get the scenario where, like, all our rivals, right, especially the ones down the bottom there, you know, you've got Luton Town, you've even got probably Burnley, right, you've got Luton Town, you've got Nottingham Forest, you've got Everton, you've got Crystal Palace, they're all watching this game thinking, yeah, look, they're smashing up the Man United, but all we need is Man United to score a goal, and yes, we're going to be laughing in their face. And you can imagine, on the 94th minute, they were laughing, thinking, yes, yeah, we're in, yeah, there we go. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, Brentford might have been all right, but they've been absolutely done. And when we scored that goal, and they must have been crying, but, you know, listen, I'm not childish, you know, I'm just making a point, but more.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
To my point is that they must be looking at us thinking, mate, we want this team to be going down. But the football that they're playing, if they're going to be playing football like this, they've got to be realistic. I mean, well, some of them fans aren't realistic, where they're talking about the fact that they've spent lots of money and they're not very good, and they haven't got the realism as the reason why they're not very good and why they're getting dot points. But that's a different story altogether. My point is that they've looked at Brentford and they must be thinking, actually, this isn't looking too good, because if they continue to play like this in even just one or two of their last 8 games, this ain't great, is it?
No.
I mean, it ain't great for them. It's great for us.
Not great for them. And they should be worried, because we've got there's a spirit there at Brentford, and you can see it comes from Thomas Franks. The guy motivates them. It looked like that extra week off has done them a world of good. They come together, and they knew the importance of this game today. All right, yes, we never come away with a win, but I'll tell you what, it's near enough as good as one. Because if you perform at that level and together and as a team, there's no way you can go down like that. And all we can do is concentrate on ourselves. That's all we can do. If we play like that, there's no way that we can come under the cosh and go down. No way. We just got the players that are playing right at the right time now. They're all coming together, and it's a fantastic team performance.
UBs.
Yeah.
We got Pat in the house. Pat, she's got the bacon fries in the place. You know when Brentford score a last minute goal, the bacon fries have got to come out. Pat's in the place. Pat, were you happy with that? Tell me.
Very happy.
Why is that?
Well, it's a long time since I've seen the Bees play like that. It was such a exciting game. I've got a raving headache through it. But they played so well, and I felt that we should have won that game. I think Man U thought that, as I said with previous games, that they were going to thrash us, and they didn't. And the whole team, I'm proud of them. The game was spectacular. But before I go off of here, I must say hello to my mate, Baltimore B.
The Baltimore B.
Steve. His name's Steve, I'm sure it is. Because I know that he says he likes to hear all of us. But I want to know, let him know that we've not forgotten him.
No, he's not. Well, he's coming back. He'll be back for the Sheffield United game. So you'll see the Baltimore V in his flesh.
Well, I'm not here.
Oh, she's not here. Loyal. The loyalty bonus points are gone.
I'm not.
You're not going to be here, but you put the shout out to the Baltimore Bee, but you're very happy, Pat, with that result.
Oh, I'm very happy, yeah. I'm proud of the boys. They've really done well, and it was lovely to see Brian back on the pitch. Absolutely wonderful. And I'm sure we're going to come back fighting and we're going to hold our own. Up the Bees. And we got a valid point today, although I felt we should have got three. When they scored right at the end, I could have cried. But I was so happy when we equalised. A point's better than none. But yeah, lovely. Well done, the Bees. Well done, the Bees.
You Bees. Got an Aussie beat in the house here. We're still here. After the game, just chilling out. The Aussie B is in the place. But the Aussie B, like I said to you, we get all sorts of characters coming over from every game. Earlier on, I had the Atlanta B, who I spoke to. I met him in Atlanta in the summer. And he's just flown over here for the game. He said he was so happy. I thought he was going to come in here after the game. I don't know where the Atlanta B is at the moment now. But he's very, very happy, you know, to come down to New Griffin Park, just like all these other characters as well. But this Australian B as well, Aussie B. I can't really call him the Aussie B because the original Aussie B is actually Edmundo. And Edmundo, who moved, I don't know if he listens to the podcast, but the Edmundo moved out to Australia a long time ago. But you are the Australian B. You're not the Tasmanian B or the Melbourne B or whatever it may be. You might have to get a proper tag for yourself. But you've flown in for this game and you must be fairly happy that we scored that goal very late on.
I was very happy because we pissed all over them and it would have been really bloody disappointing to not get anything out of that game, I tell you.
I mean, disappointing is probably the small part of it. I mean, I think the bigger part of it is our season overall. And the fact is that I think that, and this is me myself saying that the way that we play today, I thought it just goes to show you that we can actually take on the best in this country. I'm not saying that Man United are the best, but they're a fairly decent side in this country if we actually put our minds to it.
I think so, kind of like having watched, because I watch all the games live, so I might see a bit more than in the ground as well. And I don't know, there's kind of like the results have gone against us, and you could argue there's a lack of quality at times, but they were so on top today, Brentford, and just willing that ball in when that offside goal went in, I thought, is that it? And yeah, it's just nice to shut up the Man United fans in the away end, and it's good to score that. Probably need a win against Brighton, I reckon.
And just to say, I mean, you're Aussie B or Australian B, but you're obviously a B, Brentford fan, lifelong Brentford fan. What, are you from London? Are you from England? Joshua, just tell us what's going on here. Why the Brentfordness?
Okay, I'm from Ealing. My first game was away Orient in 1985. Bob Booker got a last-minute equaliser in a 3-3 draw. And I've been going up and down the country, and it's interesting seeing the besotted people in real life, because I recognise you guys from the terraces. Look a bit older, but you know. And but I've been following from afar for a few years, and every now and again I pop back. And it's interesting because it's the defensive frailties which I think have cost Brentford this season, and that's where most of the injuries have been. But the team spirit is still good. The team spirit's good, and it's good to see the fans are not on the back of the team as well, coming to the ground.
What do you think of the fans leaving early? And again, they're not disrespecting, you could do what you want, but this was a prime example of don't leave the game early, though, isn't it?
Well, I was standing next to the away fans, and up there, it's people who come from overseas, and some of them are tourists. And
some of the away fans
are there? No, plenty of the Brentford fans up there and the tourists, right? Okay. And when that Man United goal went in, they all took a picture and a lot of them left. And I could see people leaving in the West End as well, actually. And I thought, no, you can't do that. It's like, just stay. Even if you lose, stay. And, I mean, we're rewarding. I mean, even if you're not rewarded, I mean, you got to stay. You've got to support your club. Sometimes the Premier League's a bit plastic, and you don't want to go too plastic. You've got to stay there till the end and suffer, if you're going to suffer.
So, listen, you come here today, you've seen a point, you've seen some atmosphere. I mean, just give us a last little roundup of the vibes that you had today, because as a fan that doesn't come every week, you probably see and feel things and hear things and see things differently to what we do.
Felt a lot of passion, kind of like round the ground, and also quite a bit of anxiety among the fans as well. But incredible stadium. I've been here twice now. I came for the Arsenal game last season as well. Stadium. The feel of Brentford has carried on. The feel of Brentford has carried on. I think it's really important that feel happens, and a lot of relief at the end. And great club. It's got a lot bigger in the last 3 years, and long may it continue.
UBs. So listen, I'm going to say, I mean, a lot of people talk about the game. Talk about the atmosphere today, because the atmosphere, the place was... We talk about this. This has been the first, for what I can remember, 8 p.m. Saturday night game at Griffin Park. Maybe the first, you know, non-midweek game. You know what I'm saying? Because you do your midweek, your Tuesdays, your Wednesdays, maybe on at 8 o'clock. But I don't know a Saturday 8 o'clock game at Griffin Park at all, or New Griffin Park at all. And I know you're thinking, but don't think about this one. Well, let's just say it's not. If people think it's a change, then they can write in. The atmosphere, though, was jumping, wasn't it?
Atmosphere was incredible. It was fantastic. It was much needed. We haven't had any football, you know, near Griffin Park since the Chelsea game on the 2nd of March, and it was good to get some football back there. People, the chants were incredible. Well, you know, you only live around the corner, cracking me up, race you back to Hounslow. It was a great atmosphere. I think for those of us anyone who went to the Old Trafford game, And it got to like 87 minutes, and I thought, oh my gosh, but is it going to be a repeat of what happened last time? But you know, the fans were just all behind it. The game was like spectacular. Ayo was incredible. Yano had a fantastic game. There was Porto was great. We had a good performance, and the team, everyone was just behind them. Great atmosphere, loved it. But is that when we play like your Man City, you know, you think the Man City game, you think the Chelsea game, you think it's tonight, we absolutely come out all on fire. But we, you know, like your Sheffield United, your Burnley games, okay, Burnley play against sent off early, but those are the games we really need to make those points count, and we've got, you know, the next running now of games, we really need to make these count.
We need to make them count. And then we talked about this earlier as well, so I mean, I'm just asking you, what do you think that Brentford need to do to make sure that when we play Sheffield, because for me, everyone keeps saying, but for me, that's the key game. You know, Brighton, yeah, cool. If we nicked a point here, if we nick a point at Brighton, that'd be great. If we nick a point at Aston Villa, that'd be great. You know, that'll be all going towards the pot. But really, Sheffield United is a game. What do we need to do to make sure that we come out all guns blazing for that team?
Make sure we don't get any more injuries, firstly. I think come out like we did today. Come out ready for a game. I think if you look at it, this could have been enough a 4-0 win at home to Man United. We have to make those chances count. We've just got to put them away. I think sometimes we're taking 3, 4, 5 more touches than we need to. And I think sometimes we've just got to have a look up and have a strike.
I mean, listen, and I'm going to ask a question as well. I thought Wiese was amazing today. I thought he was brilliant, and I think he caused them all sorts of problems. But interestingly, we had Brian and Mbeumo on the bench. Do you think if we started with Mbeumo and then brought on Wiese, we might have actually won that game? And I'm just asking the question because Wiese was wicked, you know what I'm saying? Or maybe it's a case that Brian and Mbeumo couldn't last out more than 20 minutes, I don't know.
I think we needed to start with Brian. I thought the previous game we needed to start with Brian. I know he's just come back from injury, but I think if you start with him and you go on top and you're going, right, Brian, look, here we go. When he came on, he made a massive difference. Because if you started with him and you're like 1, 2, 3 goals ahead, yeah, then you're in a better position. But I think this whole thing where Thomas is making his substitutions at the 70th minute, if you're then 1-0, 2-0 down and you bring him on, you're chasing yourself already. So I think, look, if Brian can only last a half, you know, if he can only last 30 minutes, personally I think put him on for the first 30 minutes. However, if you look at the performance today, you know, if you're still 0-0 and you're playing like we did today, if we could be consistently playing how we did today, then Brian could come on for the last bit. But at the moment, I think personally we need to just go out all gun blazing like we did today. That's what we need to do, and not get any more injuries.
So just summing up here, I mean, the game today, we didn't get a point, but, you know, we didn't get the 3 points, you know what I'm saying? In your head, I was thinking, even up until the 88th minute, I was still thinking, three points. Laney was saying to me, take a point. I was like, nah, mate, 3 points, I was going for it.
If I'm honest, at 87 minutes, I literally had this, it was like a repeat of being at Old Trafford. At 87 minutes, McTominay comes on. Yeah, then at, I think like 91, like 90 plus 1 he scores, then 90 plus 7 he scores again. And I was sitting there thinking, 87 minutes, oh gosh, this is exactly the same thing's happening again. And when they scored, my heart was broken. I thought, I cannot believe, because at that point I was like, looking at BBC and looking at the stats on my phone,
it was ridiculous.
I mean, we had something like, we had 28 shots down to their like 8 shots, and then they scored, and I just thought, I cannot believe this. You know, they're so jammy, and they never deserved the goal. They didn't deserve nothing out of it. We absolutely battered Man United today. So yeah, you know what, but if I thought we were going to lose, I'd happily take the point, you'd have taken the point and not let them score.
So not let them score, but just a general looking forward to the future. Brentford Premier League, are you comfortable?
Well, in terms of, we're not going to go down. Look, Burnley have gone, bye Burnley, see you later. Right, Sheffield United are gone, see you later. It's a shame because they're two really good away days. So the real shame of Burnley and Sheffield United are going. Right, for me, Everton need to go because they've outstayed their welcome. Everton need to disappear. Everton, go. Yeah. However, Luton need to just keep fighting. But, you know, it's Luton. But I'd rather Everton go down.
Oh, so no one mentioned the Forest?
Well, yeah, Forest, but then the thing is, I mean, the thing is, all these teams are going to get some points deducted. I mean, you might end up that they're all on equal points. I don't know, like, you could be in a situation where Everton, Forest gets more points deducted, and they're all on equal points, equal goal, and they all have, and then they've got four teams going down. I know some craziness might happen.
You'd be happy that all four of them went down, yeah?
Let them all go. Let's get rid of all them rubbish.
Let's get rid of them. Okay, so this is it. So get rid of them all, and Brentford will stay up, and we're very happy.
We're all safe. Brentford is safe. You know what? It's all fine. All good.
It's all good. So listen, Club Shop Anne, she said it all. Just relax yourself. Have yourself a lovely Easter. This is the Besotted Pride of West London podcast. Don't forget to buy us a beer, besotted.com/beer. Thank you very much for buying us a beer. Also, don't forget to also subscribe to us on all good podcast channels. Don't forget to go and buy Easter eggs and go and give it to your kids and your family and to everybody else, and have a lovely good roast on Easter, if that is what you do. If you don't, just celebrate and have a relaxing day, as we say. But listen, don't forget, we've got Brighton on Wednesday. It's a game from Wednesday. I'm going to be flying out to America on Monday, so me and Laney are probably going to be doing a little bit of a virtual joint thingy if we can get around to it between now and Wednesday, which is all good. But like I said to you, Manchester United came down to New Griffin Park. Manchester United got absolutely smashed off the park. Brentford couldn't score a goal. Manchester United scored a goal. They were very happy. We scored another goal. We were very happy. Game's over. We got a point. All the rest of them below us, very unhappy that we got the point. But it was good. See what it would all be good.
Come on, you bees!
You bees. Yes. They're very unhappy. Indeed.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered
by fans.